masses, but the odd one. I don't remember, I mean, I may prove to be wrong when they're published because, you know, so much correspondence flows. I don't remember them causing particular difficulties because, on the whole, on things like organic foods, not necessarily 100% agreeing with everything that he said, but broadly we were in the same place. We were supportive of some of the things that he was interested in doing.
Were there other issues which were more controversial, for example, fox hunting?
Well, there may have been, but if there were, I don't recall Prince Charles raising them with me. And now, whether they were raised at another level is quite another matter. But I don't recall them coming on that. And I think I would have remembered that.
Because presumably your views would have been different from his.
Yes, I think so.
Some critics of Prince Charles have accused him of bombarding ministers with these so-called black spider memos.
I don't recall being bombarded. It may be that was more true in other departments. I mean, I certainly recall David Blunkett saying publicly now, recently, that he had a number of letters with which, you know, there was disagreement about the contents, but it didn't bother him particularly. And certainly we didn't completely see eye to eye about Prince Charles, I think, about GM foods. But I don't recall it being a difficulty.
There will be people who will say that simply by writing to government ministers and presumably trying to influence government policy, that Prince Charles has overstepped some kind of constitutional line.
My own inclination would be to feel that it does depend a bit on how much it was done and, you know, how controversially different the views were. But that is a matter of judgment.
Now, we have today's ruling, which could well pave the way for the Prince Charles letters to be published. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there are two sort of separate issues here. One is the one you raised with me, which is, should he be doing it? But I think quite separately, there's the issue of, should it then be public? And I think that within reason, I mean, as with all of these areas, if there was something really highly controversial, you know, the government does have the right to say this is a matter that has to be reserved within government. But in general terms, I do tend to sympathise with the view that if views are being expressed and influence might be being exerted, that there is a certain amount of right for the public to know. I don't know whether that view is shared throughout my party, but that's rather my inclination.
That better that they are seen.
Well, as I say, there are safeguards, and I don't always agree with the judgments that are made by the Information Commissioner about what should and shouldn't be released. But certainly the general presumption is that if there are things that do really pertain to what happens in policy, that people have as much right to know as is consistent with there being able to be sound policy.
And do you think that is true in this case?
As I say, we'll have a better idea when we see what's released.
Margaret Beckett.